Hey everyone, so welcome back to my podcast. So I don't even know where to start today, y'all. It has been an eventful day once again in my life. This probably should have been called, you know, the Chronicles of Audrey, because there's always something going on. But of course there was work. But today I went to a conference, and I don't know who all heard of Apostle Ivory Hopkins, but he is known as a general of deliverance. He really preaches and teaches on deliverance and setting the captives free and ministering the word of Jesus and, you know, just bringing healing to the nations. And when I tell y'all, it was amazing. It was amazing. I wasn't even expecting to really enjoy it, I'm going to be honest, because it really was something my mama wanted to do. But, you know, this is something she's been talking about for a long time, and I've been hearing some of his teachings, and I know it lines up with what the Lord and the Holy Spirit has been showing me, revealing to me when I read and talk to him and spend time with him. And so everything he talked about tonight, y'all, was just on point. And it was just confirmation of what the Holy Spirit was has been saying to us and what I've been reading and the messages the Lord has been giving me. And I'm just so grateful and honored, you know, for God, for Jesus, the Holy Spirit, for the sacrifice, you know, God made, the sacrifice that Jesus made. You know, that he was so obedient to set us free. And, you know, he sent back a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. You know, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus all live inside of us. And he has given us power, love, and a sound mind, you know. And just really hearing his teaching again tonight just really blessed me. And I'm just, you know, really so grateful for the Lord, for what he's shown us and is showing us and where he's taking us. But one thing, you know, I was so amazed that was seeing the deliverance that was taking place, because, you know, there are a lot of y'all who may be bound by certain things when it comes to lust and pride and, you know, sexual immorality, or you know, any kind of addiction. Some of you are bound by certain things and you don't want to tell anybody, you don't want to talk to anyone about it because you either ashamed or feel guilty, or, you know. But one thing I know the word says, there's nothing new under the sun. There are certain things in my own life, you know, I have to talk to the Lord about and pray that he leads me to the right people to even share it with. Because, you know, when you share it with people you trust, you know, it sets you free. And it's like this whole weight is lifted. But he went through the deliverance service, and he was just calling out spirits, you know, when people were crying out. And, you know, those demons had to leave by the, you know, at the sound of Jesus' name. There's something about the name of Jesus. And when you command the spirit to go in Jesus' name, it has to go. Every knee shall bow, everything that is not of God will come out, you know, and by the unction of the Holy Spirit. And so he was doing that, and, you know, I was really seeing people set free. I was even getting emotional just seeing people being set free and how much, you know, God's grace and love abounds. You know, and it was a beautiful thing to watch. Even my own self being set free from, you know, insecurities and rejection and all kinds of different things. If you are a child of God, you are believing in Jesus Christ, you are different. Don't let nobody tell you different. Don't try to fit in. Don't try to, you know, be like everybody else. Be who God has called you to be. And that's one thing the Lord has really laid upon my heart, is to be the woman, become the woman that he wants me to be, and to work towards that, you know, finding who I am, finding my purpose. That has been my ultimate goal ever since I really surrendered to the Lord. You know, my blog post and my website, you know, is focused on having a renewed mind. Because once you become saved and accepted Jesus Christ, you are a new creature and everything has passed away. And up in, and from that point on, you are living your life, you know, living your life through Jesus Christ, where you are, you know, being led by the Holy Spirit, and daily the Lord is cleansing you. You know, you are living out your salvation, and it's a daily thing. We always going to need to repent because we're not perfect. We always going to need to ask for forgiveness, but we are saved by grace. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit leads and guides us through it all. But I was being set free. A lot of other people being set free. Things that people were really bound by, they kept quiet and, you know, thought that nobody would love them or whatever the instance was. God was setting them free. And it's amazing. You know, that's one thing we are called to do as disciples of Jesus Christ. We are called to set the captives free. He has given us the power to help people and to counsel people, deliver people. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's not us that's doing it, it's the Holy Spirit. It is God working in us and through us to help other people, because we are the body of Christ. We are supposed to stand together and just be in unity. And that's one thing I hope, that one day we will all be in unity. I know in heaven we will, but you know, on earth it will be even better, even greater, you know, that for us to be in unity before we even go to heaven. But yes, y'all, I just can't tell y'all enough how much I enjoyed it. But it was like a confirmation thing, because everything that we've been talking about, the things I've been saying on here before I even really listened to some of his stuff, or before I even went to the conference tonight, was like a confirmation, which blessed me. But I just want people, I understand the importance of bringing souls to Jesus Christ, because it's a beautiful thing. You want people to go to heaven. You want them to be free. You want them to not worry. You know, I want people to have a good life and a blessed life. And it's not going to be easy just because you're a Christian and you believe in Jesus. But you are better off because you got someone who's for you. You got someone who loves you tremendously, and you got someone who claims you no matter what. No matter what you've done, no matter what you went through, no matter how you even look at yourself, God has claimed you and said that you are his child once you have received Jesus Christ. You know, so I just pray that you all spend time with the Lord and ask him to cleanse you from the inside out, cleanse your heart, and then anything that you might be dealing with when it comes to addictions and it comes to, you know, things that you are ashamed of, bring it to the Lord. And I pray that he puts you around people who can really pray for you, who care about you, and help you get delivered from a lot of these things that you are battling with, and things that are holding you bondage. Yeah, just holding you bondage. You don't want to live a life, because it may seem like, oh, it's just normal, or I just live with this. But no, you don't have to live with this. You can be set free. You can, that burden can be lifted, because Jesus said his yoke is easy, his burden is light. You cast your cares upon him and he will take care of you. It's the greatest feeling in the world when you know that you don't have to carry the things that's on your heart and on your mind all the time. But yeah, I suggest y'all, you know, do some research and look up Apostle Ivory Hopkins, you know, and his ministry on deliverance. And he just really delivered a profound word, teaching and equipping, you know, people. Equipping people for, you know, the kingdom of God to really just do God's work. You know, he has a lot of teaching on deliverance, because that's what he specializes in, healing and deliverance, restoring the body of Christ. He had a lot of books available, and this is just something I just want to do, just really promote his work, because I know it's of the Lord, and I know that, you know, it will benefit you. But one thing I even bought today I bought like 3 books, and one I bought today was Who Counsels the Counselor, and it talks about the fivefold ministry, and it's dealing with building and restoring leaders. And you know, there's leaders who burn out, there's leaders who are hurting, and a lot of them don't want to say anything. Maybe they're proud or whatever when they feel like, oh, I'm a leader, I should be strong enough to handle a lot of stuff. But we are imperfect, and we are just regular human beings too. Lord has called us, yes, and equipped us, yes, but sometimes we need prayer. Sometimes we need prayer too, and need to be uplifted and even delivered from some of the things that has us bound. So yeah, I suggest y'all to really look at his word, and it's www.pilgrimsministry.org. And my mama has been the one really following him lately, and she'll share messages with me or a lot of his YouTube videos that he've preached on and messaged on. But and like I said, y'all, I was so tired and stuff, and I was really debating about going and didn't really want to go. And so I told my mom I wasn't going, but I know that I had told her I was going to go, and I had set this day, and we've been preparing for it, and it was really a blessing to even go. When I was there, my body didn't hurt as bad as it was before I even got there. You know, God is really good, and he is just, and he is definitely worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. There was a lot of good worship. You know, it was really worship in the spirit. When you worship in the spirit and usher in the presence of God, then, you know, there's just going to be things that's about to happen in the name of Jesus. And it was just beautiful, you know. You have a lot of people just really being set free. And I even think about, you know, I hate that we got so many things bottled up inside of us and things that we've kept to ourselves. And, you know, it's just so many things that people were bound by and tormented by. And I hate that for the body of Christ, and I hate that for just people in general that go through certain things. And I'm like, why does it have to be this way? Why can't we just live in a, you know, a loving world where people come together, just love one another as Jesus loves us? You know, I'm all for unity and standing together. And I'm like, man, why can't it just be good? But we know the answer to that, and it goes all the way back to Genesis. I ask that question all the time, Lord, why can't it just be? Why can't we just wake up and just be happy and love one another and get along? And, you know, why can't this be wonderful? And I'll be wanting that so bad. But, you know, remind of Genesis, when sin entered into this world, that's why we have the issues we have now. It's because of sin. And, you know, it's written in the Bible. Everything, just about everything you need to know. Well, no, everything you do need to know starts with the word. And it starts in Genesis when they disobeyed God, ate the fruit from the tree. And, you know, sin entered into this world. And so now there's curses that go through generations, things that happen along the bloodline. And it's just, you know, a cycle thing. But it can end with you. You know, you could be the one that sets your family free. You could be the one that says, okay, it's going to stop with me. I got to tell people. I got to say this. I got to preach this. I got to do this because I don't want to keep living like this. And I don't want my family to keep living like this in bondage. Maybe it starts with you. But yeah. Like I said, there's a greater word for all of us. And we just really have to hold on to the faith, persevere to the end, you know, never give up on what the Lord has promised us, keep the faith, just hold on to the word, because that's, at the end of the day, that's all we really have. We have God, the word, you know, that he has given us, that gives us strength and encouragement when we feel discouraged, when we don't feel like, when we don't want to keep going, when we don't want to fight. We have the word and we have Jesus on our side to help us. So, you know, I just really want us to just come together in certain ways so we can just help one another and love one another and take care of one another. And there are times when we really don't want to, because we got, man, there's so many different things I'm dealing with my own life. You know, I'm dealing with a whole bunch of things. I got like 50 million things running through my mind. But, you know, sometimes it just take just a few 5 minutes or whatever to help somebody else, to listen to somebody else, because who knows, you know, somebody could be on the brink of committing suicide or falling back into their sin or falling into temptation, whatever it is. But if it took 5 minutes out of your day to say, listen, I'm here for you, I'm gonna pray for you right now, you know, we're going to get through this together. Sometimes that's all it takes. But, yeah, y'all, I just had to tell y'all, just give y'all that little update on what really happened in my day. But this was the highlight of my day, just going through this, going to this conference. And just thinking I was just going to get some information and whatever. But, you know, my soul is happy. I'm happy, and you know, I just learned a lot, and I just want to really show other people and teach other people too what thus says the Lord, to help people, not to hurt them, and to give them knowledge and just what the word says. And I pray that chains are broken, you know, by the blood of Jesus, that chains are broken in your life. And I pray that you receive a healing for all the things you've been praying for, all the things that's keeping you bound, the things that you are hurting from, you know, people who have hurt you, anything. I pray the blood of Jesus that he sets you free and he covers you, protects you, and heals you from the inside out, heals those wounds and scars. I pray that you are just free from everything, free from the enemy's tactics, you know, that you are free and that you stay free. I thank you guys for tuning in. I feel like I just had a mouthful of words, but I really feel like the Lord is just, he loves us, y'all, and he wants people to know him even more and have a deeper relationship with him. Because as time go on, you know, things gonna get worse in the world, and we're gonna need him more than ever. And then we may not even have the Bible with us, but the Bible should be, the words of the Bible should be written on our hearts. You know, we should hide the word in our heart. You know, and nobody can take that away from you. When you know the word and it's in your heart, nobody can take that away from you. You know, he wants a deeper relationship and deeper connection with his children. And he wants to spend time with you. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, he wants to spend time with you. And this is part of the reason why I named this Conversations with God. Because I sit up in my bed like I'm even doing now. And I sit there and talk to the Lord like a normal person. Like, God, you know, what is going on? How are you even doing? You know, just things like that. And I feel like one time he was telling me he's fighting for me. And that's how he is. He's a father. He is fighting for us. Jesus is making intercessions for us and, you know, encouraging us. And, you know, he's looking after us and protecting us. As long as we stay in his will. And so I just be talking to him and just have a normal conversation. Bring all my petitions to him, you know. But I got to thank him for being who he is, just being God, you know. You have to say, God, thank you for being God. Thank you for being someone that I can even just talk to and bear my life and soul to you. And know that it will always remain in you. That I could just do this and just feel so comfortable. Like, you know, Lord, I messed up on this. I ask for forgiveness for the thoughts that run through my mind. Because you have to take them captive. It's one thing preached on tonight. Take your thoughts captive under the submission of the Lord. You know, we got to bring everything under the submission of the Lord. But yeah, that's just how I be. I just be sitting up here, just talking to the Lord, having a normal conversation. Because that's who it is. He's so real, so why not have just a real conversation? I feel him everywhere. Even when I'm going through the worst times of my life, I feel him everywhere. And I felt like it was so ironic, right? When we was at the conference, and he sat in, Pastor Iverhart sat in the middle, in the chair and stuff, and he was, this, I think before he actually sat down, he was saying, you know, he about to do some spiritual surgery on some people, right? And I don't know if I really looked at my mama, but I remember back in 2016, and the Lord took me through so much, like, it was so much I went through that I don't understand. I remember every single bit of it to the last detail. I remember everything, and I don't like to go back, because it was like a time in my life where things start going, like, awry. Like, it was just, I don't have the words for it, but it was just totally against my plan for my life. Like, it had nothing, like, I never expect anything to happen until I was 16 up until now, even a little bit before then, to happen. But, and I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast where I said, the Lord told, I asked the Lord, why did I go through the things I went through? Why? And I kept asking that question. And he never gave me a detailed answer, but I always felt like he was saying, you know, it was spiritual surgery, what he was doing in my life. He said perjury, but it was spiritual surgery. And I tell anybody that asked me, because that thing rang so true in me, like, it was spiritual surgery. And that's what he mentioned today at the conference, because, you know, when you get saved, all the stuff that's inside of you has to come out, because it's not of God. A lot of things that's inside of us is not of God before we become saved. But he gets a hold of you, start cleaning you up, polishing you, refining you, and a lot of that stuff is removed. But he mentioned that again, and I heard another one other time from my grandma, who's also like my spiritual mentor. You know, she said that too when she went to a conference, and he had said that, I think it was TDJ's conference, and he had said spiritual surgery, that's what the Lord had took her through too. And he had took me through that, and, you know, I feel like I am continuing to grow, and that I love the person I am now more than the person I was before. That old person really is really an old person. I don't remember that person like that. I remember how she was, and I know I didn't like that person. But I know I absolutely love the person that I am today. And if it wasn't for the Lord grabbing a hold of me and me going through all those things I went through, I wouldn't be where I am today, and the Lord wouldn't be dealing with me and refining me and making me a better person, a woman, if I didn't go through that, and if I didn't surrender to him, you know. But yeah, I just thought that was just something else for me to hear that again, because that's what happens when you really accept Jesus. And it's the best thing. It's almost like a best and worst thing, because it's a lot of things inside of you that you don't realize, and then you just maybe hate that you were like that. But at the same time, the process is a beautiful thing. You know, when you see the person you was into the person you are now, you are eternally grateful. I know I am. I speak for myself. I know that I am. that I'm not the same. I'm no longer as bound to the things I was before. And, you know, now he put me around people who kind of dealt with or deal with the same things I went through before he started dealing with me, before he really saved me. And now I teach them and tell them, and it's on my job, I teach and tell them. And sometimes I feel like he be saying, you got to be patient, because this is how you was before. This is what you were. You know, you were like this. So you kind of got to understand where they're coming from or be patient with them, because they in that phase where they don't know who they are. They really don't know. And me, I have an idea, I have more of an idea of who I am. And I'm continuing to grow and learn more about myself. And I love to be different. I'm be the only one they be like, oh, praying and all this other stuff. Yeah, and I pray and I speak the Lord. You know, I talk about the Lord and Jesus on my job, and it's just going to be that way. Because that's me now. You know, my life is not my own. So I just tell them that. But I seen a little bit of my old self in them. So that's why I believe the Lord put me at that place to begin with, because of that reason. And me, they know I always talk about the Lord. They have questions and stuff, and it be like the same questions I even ask the Lord, or the things that, you know, he showed me or I talked to him about. And I just tell him what it is, or tell him what the word says. And that's all I can really do, just really plant the seed. Because if I know the truth, then we are required and should tell them the truth. Because you don't want to be held accountable because you know the right thing and not tell anybody. You don't want that. So you might as well tell them and tell them in love. Because you want them to make it in, and you want them to be set free, and you want them to be saved. So yeah, I feel like, y'all, I can go on and on, but this is nothing I know I had to do when I got back on. I said, I'm going to make an episode today, a podcast today, because this is something that was on me. And I just had to share my experience with y'all, because this was just, it was just amazing. And I hope that y'all even look him up on YouTube or go to one of his meetings or conferences, because it will be worth it. It will be worth it. You know. So, yeah, if y'all have any questions, y'all can always email me at contact@rgscollections.com. I'm on Facebook, RG's Collections LLC. You can message me on that. You know, I'm on different channels now, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, what have you. And it's called, you know, Conversations with God. Thank y'all for tuning in. Until next time, I love you all so, so, so much. Like, you have no idea. I just have a heart for people, and I love you so much. And the Lord loves you even more than I could ever love you. So, yeah, y'all have a wonderful day. Be blessed. I pray favor and blessings over your lives. And just be free. Be set free and love yourself. Love yourself completely, because God didn't make a mistake with you. God did not make you. You are made in his image. So once you learn the truth, grab a hold of it and run with it. Love you all. Till next time.